My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Jane wants an iTunes card, but Davin feels there's more value in a meatloaf cassette. Listen and enjoy and find out what she gets.
Okay, gotta go. Talk later. She goes, okay, I'll be expecting the iTunes card, dear. Love you. Take care of yourself.
Whoa, love you.
Loves me.
As soon as you come back with the iTunes card, she does.
I don't know. I think they're mutually exclusive feelings.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
okay.
This is for reals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. She goes, are you there? She's like contacting me, and I'm out. I'm doing stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go traveling. She goes, okay. She goes, why are you doubting of the iTunes card? Tell me the reason. Maybe I can consider you. I go, Gigi, driving, can't talk. She goes, okay, but dear, please, you must buy the card for me. Take care of yourself. Thanks. Safe driving. Kisses. I'm off for now. Now I must buy her the iTunes. This is a pushy broad. Yeah, thank you.
Expecting it. She told you she's expecting the card.
Ladies, you're not going to get stuff that way to be that pushy. You are going to have to be some type of acrobat in the bedroom, and I can assure you we have not established she's that on this little Facebook conversation.
You haven't even established a cup of coffee yet.
Right? Yeah,
really?
Good point, Joe. I don't even owe this broad a latte.
We don't even know if
they're... like if you like somebody, you know, like say, hey, if you're not doing, you want to get a cup of coffee or something like that? You know, that's like the initial lead in, like, when you know something. But this, they want a card already?
Yeah, go buy me stuff. We don't even know if there would be enthusiasm if she gave you anything.
Right.
Right.
I go, so March 27th, 2017. She goes, hello there. Good morning. How was your night, love? Miss you. Again with the love.
Wow.
Again with the love.
Right in.
I go, at 9:07, I go, hi, Gigi. At 10:51, she goes, how was your night? I go, not the greatest. How was yours? She goes, it's noon here. I go, are you back from class? Because remember, she's studying zoology.
Yes. Sure, she is.
She goes, no class today. What are you doing? I go, talking to you at the moment, LOL. She smiles. Where are you going today? And have you eaten? Now, this is a question I've learned scammers always ask.
Yeah.
They always want to know if you're eating. What have you had today? Well, it's going to become clear in a second.
Okay.
But in normal relationships, when you're just meeting somebody, you know, that's not usually one of the top questions.
Unless it's your Jewish mother. Have you eaten today, honey?
No, Aunt Estelle, no.
Yeah. Oh, I'm worried about you. You were thin as a rail last time I saw you.
Come over. I'll make you a brisket. Bring the iTunes card.
Eating. Why aren't you eating? Come on over. Bring an iTunes card.
I worry about you.
Yeah, it's just not a normal thing to ask.
I'm going to send you home with some Tupperware full of things for you to have.
When you're courting somebody...
I like that she's demanding an iTunes card. You're like, and asking you what you eat is not a normal thing to ask.
I know.
Well, I'm just breaking it all down for people, Joe.
We really changed our standards of what's weird.
She goes, and have you eaten? I go, a little. Have you? She goes, nothing yet. I go, why? Don't feel like. Just drank the last tea at home. Is tea a food? LOL. I go, I think it's a drink and something you can smoke. A type of shirt and a letter in the alphabet, but not quite a food.
Nice. Quick.
Yes. She goes, yes. Where is the iTunes card you promised me?
Whoa.
Now, Christ.
Joe's already annoyed with this one.
It's like,
oh, my God. Hold your horses, sis.
I'll tell you what. Her horses are not going to Mars to deliver the beer. She goes, yes, where is the iTunes card you promised me? I go, I promised you? Do you care to show me where I promised you the iTunes card? She better have evidence because you know I do.
Back to the lawyer.
She goes, I just guessed, so where is it? I go, check behind your pillow.
You lost a tooth too, didn't you?
She goes, you didn't buy it for me? I go, well, you don't know if I did or didn't, but me thinks you are a wee bit eager.
Oh.
Maybe I should ask you to buy me something. She goes, okay, wait, do you have it with you, if I may ask? I go, I may. She goes, Davin, stop teasing me. Let me know what's gong on there. Going, she corrects. Mm. I go, I have lots of things going on, but you, my dear, have a single focus.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about the long-term relationship.
No, I'm not feeling it right now because
got
she was
a rough
right
start.
Yeah. She goes, okay, can you please go straight to the answer if you have the card with you or not? I mean, this is a real turnoff. This is a boner crusher right here.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you, Joe, I was about to fly to Nigeria and make this dishonest woman an honest woman. But now I'm not feeling it. I go, what? Okay, if I have the card, how would I get it to you? She goes, just scratch and snap, and then send it to me. I don't even know how this works. I guess you send them a picture, and they have the code.
You scratch the code, the stuff off the code, and you give them the number, and they can use it.
I guess. I go, All right. I don't have your address, so would I send it via T-Rex or Tooth Fairy? She goes, oh, I just snap the card that you scratched, then send it to me. I go, where do I send it? I'm trying to find out where she is.
Yeah.
She goes, send it to me here. I go, do men normally send you things? She goes, I will show it to the school agent to get to me as money. Never. I go, how will it convert to money? She goes, from the bank. Don't you know how to use the iTunes card?
It's pretty darn pushy.
Yes.
She's like, immediately, hi, nice to meet you. I love you. Send me money.
What will they give me for a Meatloaf Bat Out of Hell cassette?
Buck.
Joe.
It's a classic album.
She goes, I love you. That's why I asked you. I go, you love me? For richer, for poorer? For sickness and in health? She goes, of course. I go, can you ask the bank? I have 20 of these cassettes. I think they might be worth a lot.
I'll trade you a cassette. I'll just send you the cassettes.
Slow down. Don't get jump ahead of the story, John. She goes, LOL. I go, seriously, it's a great album. Jim Steinem wrote some great songs, and it features Baseball Hall of Famer Phil Rizzuto. I think this could be a very good transaction.
She's like, dude, you just don't get it.
She goes, if you have the card with you, just scratch and take a picture of it and then send me. I go, forget the card, Gigi. Remember I called her Google Girl?
Yes. Mm.
Forget the card, Gigi. The money is in Meatloaf cassettes.
Trying to do her a favor.
Thank you.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.